Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What do you think of the idea now that it's closing in on this, that, okay, the Browns likely now, I think it's likely, won't be playing in Cleveland in 5 years. We'll be playing,
on the lakefront.
We'll be
anymore.
Playing in Northeast still, Ohio.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. I personally like the idea of trying to bring in some kind of other really cool area to Northeast Ohio. You know, if it were an arena, if it were something else and they were doing this, okay. You know, if the Guardians had wanted to move the ballpark out of downtown, but yet put it in our area and develop, you know, I think what we've seen plan-wise, and I don't want to argue about the money and everything else. Mm-hmm. Again, you want stuff like this, you want to be a big league city, it costs tax dollars. It just does. And in the rare situation when it doesn't, well, congratulations. It's very rare.
It's expensive on the ticket holder, though.
It is.
But yeah, I mean, there's
it
no...
And, but that's
owners
okay
are looking because, to get their money back. I mean, right, and your tickets are going to be more expensive.
The users get to, you know, mm-hmm. pay for it.
Yeah.
But I just think that might be a really cool addition to Northeast Ohio. And I think it could be just great for our community. I really do.
You're saying the new dome will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff that goes around with it. If they pull it off, and if they don't pull it off, okay, well, it's their investment on the extra stuff anyway. You know, I would assume that that's all part of what they want to do because that's what they've said. And I would assume that that's going to happen. And it's also easier to build all that than it is to build a dome.
I mean, if you want to look at it another way, it expands the city. I mean, it makes
it
bigger. I mean, think about how, if you could go back and redesign the city in the first place, would you really have University Circle as far away from downtown Cleveland as possible?
It's about as silly as you can get.
When you look at like thriving metropolises that have like all the great things that we have, I don't.
University Circle is so cool.
It is.
There's so much great stuff out there. You know, the museums and Severance and everything. And,
but if our schools didn't take us down there when we were kids, I don't know how much time we would actually have spent down there. You know what I'm saying?
Without question.
I mean, you take that drive down MLK.
You been down there lately?
Last time I was there, I drove through. I was driving by MLK, and you see all the gardens that are on the way from, you know, the art museum all the way to I-90, and it's just like, wow, somebody really put a lot of time and thought into the way this looks and what it's like, and you can see a lot of that like New York influence that we have on the East Side, right?
That's
there.
That's really true. I was at the art museum mm-hmm. over the winter. And was down at Severance, and Severance is such a cool facility.
Severance Hall?
Yeah. I saw the orchestra there. And You're right. Can you imagine if that stuff was closer to downtown? And I think that, you know, Opportunity Corridor obviously helps with that. Mm-hmm. And that's just an example of some of the stuff that does make our community even better.
Yeah, I mean,
and the fact that they've made it easier to get to now.
But let's be realistic. It's, you know, when you're coming down the hill from the Heights, that you're, it's University Circle, Clinic and UH territories, and then Playhouse Square. I mean, that's really kind of the way it is. And, you know, with Cleveland State kind of a little bit in there, and you know, how do you bring those communities color? How do you bring, like, they're doing a ton of work up on 55th right now. And I saw some of the stuff yesterday in Cleveland.com about trying to develop some more stuff on the east side over there, on the east side of Cleveland. There's just, it's just untapped potential. And then when you drive by some of those, the buildings that are, that used to be factories, you kind of look at yourself and go, oh, I wonder what this was like when it was jamming.
Back in the day?
Yeah, when this thing was, you know, on fire and like people. And think about it. I mean, League Park was right there, right? So you've got all that area there from the clinic to downtown, but it just didn't make any sense when they built this city. Really didn't. It didn't. I just don't get it. Why University Circle and downtown Cleveland have all these great things, but it's just so far away.
Imagine what the downtown would be like if all of that was together. That'd be really cool. John's buzzing around in his car. Hi, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
We are well, thank you.
Well, it's 83 degrees. It's not too bad out there, I'll tell you that much.
There it is.
Hey, I'm not a huge fan of the dome, the idea of the dome and moving the team to Brook Park. But honestly, you know, when you think about it from, I mean, I know you don't want to talk about politics. I'm not going to talk about politics, just the money of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the money from dollars anyway. And
wait,
they're,
say that again. You broke up. Say that again. You broke up on there. Just say it again. Yeah.
The money that they're giving the Browns, the $600 million, is coming from unclaimed funds.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's what they're hoping to do. Yes.
Right. But yet we are taking away hundreds of millions of dollars away from the libraries, from Medicare, from Medicaid, from things that people really need right now, to give it to the Cleveland Browns to build a stadium.
It's not just the Browns. It's not just the Browns. It's all across the state.
You're giving it to Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
But they're right. But the $600 million is going to Haslam for the stadium built.
Yeah. What's going to happen to the rest of that money? It's going to go to the Bengals. It's going to go to the Reds. It's going to go to
Playhouse Square.
It could go to Playhouse Square. It could go to other arts and you know. I mean, part of that arts part of it too is educational. If you want to look at it that way, I'm just kind of throwing it out there, just a sliver. I'm not. I know that's not the whole pie, but that's a sliver.
I know what you're doing, but my question is, to make it right,
John. Do you want to have pro sports in Ohio? If you do, that comes at a cost. It unfortunately it just does. And if we don't want sports in Ohio, that's okay. But I would think that, at least it appears, the folks in Columbus think that having pro sports in the state of Ohio is a good thing for the state of Ohio, which leads to businesses moving to Ohio because things to offer employees and blah, blah, blah. We've heard all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to connect the dots, that's how you connect the dots. If you don't want pro sports in Ohio, it's okay. But it certainly changes the landscape in our state.
Jeff, that's such an extreme way to look at it, though, saying if you don't do this, you're not going to have pro sports in Ohio.
Well,
that's
we lost a football team once because of it, though. John, we did.
We lost because one man's greed.
Well, guess what? People own franchises. They're not like the Green Bay Packers.
But read the room, man. Read the room right now. What's going on? Read the room.
I think that's exactly what the Ohio Senate just did, and they thought that this would be a good thing for the state of Ohio.
Well,
Mike DeWine apparently does. But he just wants to fund it in a different way.
Well,
look, again, John. There's so many things that could use money. There's no question about that.
Right.
Throw it into schools. Right. Throw it into healthcare. Yeah.
So, but John, here's the other problem too. I mean, if you keep the current stadium, you're still throwing money at that stadium. So, I mean, any way you look at it, they're going to be throwing money at sports. So, what do you want to do? Just, you know, you can have it or you can't.
Want sports, folks, that's what we're looking at here. And if you don't like sports or if you don't want sports, that's okay. It really is. But don't be stunned if your teams move.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's basically that simple. Jim Schwartz is coming up. And again, you don't have to have sports. We do. We work at a sports talk radio station.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of sports we can talk about. If you want sports in Northeast Ohio, in Southwestern Ohio, it's going to cost money. And if you don't want them, that's fine. But then don't be stunned if they leave.
Here's the other part of it. It's not like I don't have compassion for everything that he just said, but I mean, there's a reality to this whole thing.
Well, I would agree with that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Has featured a lot of those guys. It allows them to penetrate, play without handcuffs, and make some impacts. I think he can fall in to that category. We'll leave who he reminds us of when he starts playing and starts making plays.
Hey, Jim, I'm sure you're unhappy with the statistical results last year for the defense. So what can happen this year to get you guys back to the way you were in 2023?
Yeah, I think a couple things to go with were just drive things that end drives. Third down percentage had dropped from number one from the year before, and then takeaways. You know, both of those things obviously end drives. We're trying to get off the field with no points allowed. And those are the things that we're putting a big emphasis on this year. We emphasized them last year, but those are areas that we have to improve.
So how do you do that, though, is the question.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different things. Turnovers go a lot of different ways. We work a lot of different techniques for turnovers. A lot of turnovers are because of rush on the quarterback, and we got to improve there from last year. Get our rush percentage up. Being around the quarterback is a good formula for takeaway. Team speed is a lot of is a good formula for taking the ball away. And physical contact, which we're not working on right now, but guys that play physical nature of football, you know, they have a habit of forcing turnovers. So if we can do those things, we can have good technique to punch balls out, force fumbles. We can play physically, we can play fast, and we can rush the passer. We're around the quarterback. I think the turnovers will take care of themselves.
Can you address just how disappointed you were when JOK had to miss the season, and when he seemed to be hitting his stride, and then also how has Carson looked so far?
Yeah, JOK was on his way to a all-pro season last year. He had really reached that level. We had talked this time last year about the biggest jump between being a starter and then being a Pro Bowl player. There's even a bigger jump to being an all-pro player. And it was really disappointing to lose him because he had, like you said, he had really hit his stride as a player. He had some sort of growing pains and some ups and downs, but he really fit the scheme well. He does fit the scheme well. His ability to blitz and rush the passer, and he made coverage look easy. He had just the game had slowed down for him, and you know, so all those things together, it's disappointing to lose a player like that. But you know, we support JOK and everything that he does, and he'll still have a big impact on our team this year. Might not, well, it's not going to be playing, but he'll still have a big presence on our team. And yeah, I don't know what's going on. Carson, you know, like a little bit like Mason, you know, it's hard to see, you know, where they are right now. But he's working really hard. He picks things up really fast, and he's big and he's athletic. So he's got a lot of good things going for him.
Do you believe a good penetrating defensive tackle can have a bigger impact on Garrett than a complimentary edge rusher?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can look at that, but you know, Miles sees a lot of double team chips, but a thing that goes a little bit unnoticed is he sees so much center slide too, which lets the tackle overset him because the guard is there to play all the inside moves. So it, in essence, a lot of times you can be triple teamed on those plays. And the best way to combat that is have a pass rusher that's on the opposite side that can make offenses pay for singling up a defensive tackle on a guard. And like I said, in my history, I've had a lot of guys that can do that. Most recently, guys like Fletcher Cox in Philadelphia that could do that. So, yeah, and you're closer to the quarterback when you're a tackle. But there's only a few ways you can really combat a defensive tackle. And one of those is the center slide. And the center's always sliding the Miles. That provides a lot of opportunities for a player there. And we have to take advantage. We have to take better advantage of those situations than we did last year.
With Mason and what he did at Michigan, I mean, it seemed like that defensive scheme, so a lot of his responsibility was eating up blocks. I mean, he got after quarterbacks. But how, I guess, excited does that make you to get him in this system where he doesn't have to do all that stuff all the time?
Yeah, it's been an adjustment for him just because the style of play, reading blocks and like you said, protecting linebackers and things like that, you know, that's not what we do. We're a penetrating team that takes a big emphasis on defensive linemen being able to make the plays. So there has been some growing pains. He's pretty far ahead right now. When we get pads on, that'll be the next step. And then when you go live contact, that'll be a next step. So it'll be a process for him. I do think there's a lot of meat on the bone as far as his production, and we can see better production from him than even we saw. And he had outstanding production in college, but I think there's some meat on the bone that he can even have, you know, have a chance to make more plays here.
How much, if at all, does OTA attendance matter to you for a player like Miles?
I don't know. I mean, this is a voluntary portion. We know Miles works hard no matter where he is, no matter what time the season is. So, you know, he's a veteran player that's proven himself in this league. We have a lot of guys out here who are trying to reach that level. And, you know, they're working hard every day to do that. So every player is a little bit different. But this is a voluntary part of the schedule. And we're happy with the guys that are here, and they're all working really hard.
What was going through your head, Jim, when you saw, you know, Miles request that trade and then to get the extension worked out? Now, what are your expectations for him moving forward?
Yeah, I really think Miles is going to have the best season of his career. And has to, right? You know, I mean, with, you know, and I've told him before, you know, what's that Spider-Man quote? With great power comes great responsibility, right? You know, and that's with the big contract, with the notoriety that came along with that, and you know, with the process that took to get him to that point. There also comes, you know, there's always pressure in this league, but probably a little bit more so. And I think that brings out the best in players. And I know that'll be the case with Miles also.
Can any of your free safeties be a ball hawk?
Yeah. You know, I think some of being a ball hawk has to do with pass rush. But guys that are wired to the ball that, you know, that can get an extra jump on the ball, We didn't do enough of that in the past, and, you know, that's certainly a position we can improve on. And, you know, we talked about things we can improve on from last year. You know, turnovers and things like that mean a lot. But, you know, so many of those deep ball things come from ball coming out before the quarterback wants to or being hit as he's throwing. You know, they both work hand in hand. A guy in the back end, you know, like in this stuff, you're not going to see very many interceptions, you know, now because quarterbacks aren't being hit when they throw, and they're not being forced to throw before they want to. So, you know, it all sort of goes hand in hand.
Hey, along those lines, what would you say Ronnie Hickman's best attribute is?
Yeah, he's always been a ball hawk. You know, last year, you know, there was some injuries things that kept him from being on the field. This is a really big season. He's in his third year. He should really hit his stride for us. You know, we're surrounding him with some veteran players. Brought Rayshon in, brought KZ in. You know, have Grant returning. We're a safety heavy team. We run a lot of three safety system, but we need Ronnie to really bring it all together. You know, showed really good flashes as a rookie. You know, and he played well when he was on the field last year, but we just need him on the field a little bit more. He's a little bit bigger now. I don't know if you guys notice him, you know, physical stature. He's a little bit more, and he's still moving just as well. And you know, I tell players all the time, we want guys as big as they can running the fastest that they can. Basically means that if you put weight on and it slows you down, or put size on and it slows you down, that wasn't good weight to add. But he's maintained his movement metrics while gaining a little bit, and I think that'll help him.
Can younger players learn from Denzel Ward in this setting?
Yeah, I mean, you learn from everybody, whether it's a Jordan Hicks or a Denzel Ward, or, you know, it doesn't matter. You can learn from offensive guys, you know, not just technique in your own position, but, you know, just the way you handle your business, the way you go about things. There's a lot of places for people to learn, and Denzel's a great example. He had a drive and break on the ball. I don't think you guys were out there. That was as good as I've ever seen. You know, and a little bit like we talked about before with, you know, finishing plays for turnovers, Denzel got his hands on a lot of passes last year, and we need to convert more of those to interceptions, and that's the difference between Pro Bowl and All-Pro. You know, the game-changing play, the PBU is big for us, but we need to get more of the INTs, and he's made a big push to convert more of those to INTs, and we need that to show on the field this fall.
We got time for two more?
Jim, Michael, for a variety of reasons, wasn't able to get a lot of time on the field, or as much time as you guys obviously wanted out of him in his rookie year. How important is this season for him in terms of his development for what you guys hope he can be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just like any players, I would say this, you know, we talked about Ronnie. It should all come together in year three. But I do think the biggest improvement you see from players is year one to year two, right? You know, you see rookies here. They don't, you know, everything is new to them. Standing in front of you guys, you know, everything they do is new. And the second year they come back, they know what to expect. And I think you see the most improvement. We need that from Mike this year. He's been set back with an injury, but he's been working extremely hard to come back from it. And we're real hopeful to get him back on the field and see what he can do.
Last one.
KZ led the NFL in interceptions with Atlanta. Does he still have that game?
Well, we'll see. You know, like I said, this time of year is more about individual improvement. You know, you'll see some times out there where, you know, you see players that will avoid contact and plays they could make or hits they could make, and that's not the time of year for it. So it's probably too much to read into it right now, but through training camp, through the preseason, through the course of the season, I mean, that's where the proof will be. All right, guys.
Thank you.
That's Jim Schwartz, Browns defensive coordinator, and, of course, all press conferences on The Fan are brought to us by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com. What do you think?
I like him. I just think he knows exactly what he wants. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows where the mistakes are. He knows how to fix them. He also knows that when he gets guys that are injured, you know, you're bumping it down just a little bit of a level that you're not going to get the same kind of play maybe out of somebody else that you would expect or hope. And I like the way he handled the Myles Garrett question. I mean, they know that Myles knows how to play the game. And so if he's not at something that's not mandatory, it's not the end of the world. And let's not make a big deal about it. And let's not, you know, belittle our best player on this team.
The Browns went from number one in the NFL in fewest yards allowed in 2023 mm-hmm. to slightly below middle of the pack last year at 342 yards per game.
How much of that
what the heck happened?
How much of that is offensive collateral damage? If you can't move the ball,
some of it is.
You can't get first downs. You're leaving your defense out there all day.
They're just out there for a longer period of time, which leads to more yards for the other team.
Yeah, and I just think it's natural. So
yeah, I think that's absolutely true, but I think it's a little bigger than that.
Okay.
I think to not say the defense regressed last year would be us trying to think, no, you know, look, the emperor has new clothes.
Yeah, I you know, there's a line that you bring up a lot of times, and it's Tyvis Paul, who's our partner on the Browns Radio Network, that brought it up and talked about how they didn't make a whole lot of changes on defense last mm-hmm. year.
And he said that before the season started.
And that
give him a lot of credit.
That made him leery. Now, this year, you go in with at least probably three new starters going into this thing, so that'll change things with Schwesinger, Graham, and Malik Collins. At least probably three.
At least.
Yeah, I mean, could Mike Hall is Mike hurt? I can't remember.
Yes.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah, he's coming
so
back.
So I was going to say, if at some point he's able to play again, I would think that he would be able to challenge for another spot. So you're looking at it from a different perspective because you've got three new guys out there. But that, you know, he talked about the defensive backfield. Jeff, it's the same. It's Hicks, Ward, Delpit, Hickman, Emerson, Newsom. And you got Mitchell back. They are coming back intact from, you know, all the way from the linebackers to the corners and safeties, free safety, you know, nickelback, whatever, any way you want to look at it. They're coming back intact. And, you know, when we talked to Greg Newsom on Monday about it, he said it's great. You know, I had the chance to watch a
pair. In their group, I would think it is great because I think they have a really nice set of corners. You know, are they perfect? No.
No, as long as they don't get hurt and you can develop, I don't know, I call it Wonder Twin powers. Like, I watched a...
Guys are into these Marvels, man.
Well, I don't know. Were the Wonder Twins? No, they were
one,
DC.
DC, two. Yeah. Never? Did the Wonder Twins even have a comic? I think they were just built in for the Super Friends.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if the Wonder Twins had a comic.
Oh, they had to have, right?
I don't think so. Because they were coming up with those just for the Super Friends.
Hmm. Form of, Shape of,
uh-huh.
Those two. I watched, there's a set of twins that play for Case Western right now. And I watched them play in high school. And one was a quarterback, one was a wide receiver. And they would make plays that like you couldn't believe that someone could, I mean, just scrambling and then find and like throwing the ball up in the air and then all of a sudden able to find his brother. Like, just mind blowing some of the plays that I watched these two.
Well, you know why, Andy? They spent a lot of time in the football womb together.
Well, that's probably true.
That was a good womb.
That was good.
See what I did there?
I did. That was really well
done. Thank you. We have a really good. We're really happy with that womb.
It's almost like if you can have that sense of mentality on defensive when you're a defensive back and you're a pro. I'm talking about college compared to high school at this point. But I just like there's like this sixth sense when you play with someone in the same defensive backfield or on the same line or quarterback, wide receiver or running back relationship that you get that you can only get by playing and practicing and reps and repetition and over and over and over and over again. There should be no excuses for missed coverage from this defensive core, the defensive backfield. There's just no reason for it. These guys have now been together. They understand exactly where they're going. And Greg Newsom talked about that on Monday, that he always knows where Denzel is. And Denzel always knows where he is. And I think the only way you get that, though, is by playing together a significant amount of time. It's not, I mean, this isn't rocket science. This is knowing where someone is and being able to trust them defensively. Being able to trust a guy if for some reason you should slip and you know he's going to pick up your man. So when Newsom said that the other day, I was kind of like, huh, I hope that's true. Because there's no spot on this team where you're bringing an entire group back intact like Ward, Delpit, Hickman, Emerson, and Newsom.
And there are enough guys returning up front. There are enough guys at linebacker returning that you can see this unit, I think, Andy, should be drastically improved. I would expect the defense to be much closer to the 2023 defense than the 2024 defense. And if it's not, I think there's a huge issue. And it could be, I think for this team to be where it needs to be, the defense has to be really close to as good as it was in 2023. Coming up, we'll hear in the 1 o'clock hour, more players from Berea, and we think offensive coordinator Tommy Rees. So get ready for that. That'll be fun. Chelsea Janes covers baseball for the Washington Post. She's one of our favorites, knows her stuff. She's going to join us at noon right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin. We just heard from Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz. We're going to dig into that a little bit more here. Coming up at noon, so about 20 minutes away, Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post, national baseball writer, is going to join us. And then Chris Rose from John Boy Media coming up at 12:40.
I have a bad feeling about the way they're talking about funding the Dome. Remember how we're saying it's unclaimed funds?
Yeah, right? but now we're throwing that out. Are people going to start claiming it?
Yeah, that's what happened.
And they're going to drain it?
A buddy of mine who played minor league hockey just sent me a text. He goes, thanks for doing that. I just found $2,600.
$2,600?
Yeah.
Unclaimed?
Yeah.
By God, I'm going on later today. I might get $14.
You may get $11.
And like it.
That's it. You've got $11.
$2,600.
Yeah, that's what he said. He goes, I can't. Thank you, guys. I'm glad you were talking about that this morning. I just found $2,600.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We are better than like local news stations when they're in sweeps.
Instead of drain the swamp, drain the fund. Go.
Drain the fund.
Go. Get yours.
I wonder how much money comes out of that based on the fact that people are now saying they're going to use unclaimed funds, and all these people are now going to find out if they have them.
If you truly want to stop the Dome, this might be your way of doing it.
Here's your way to do it.
Call your friends.
Chris Renane, call everybody you know.
Chris Renane, get a phone book and work your way down. You got to do this like Navin Johnson and the Jerk giving the checks back to the people for the Omnigram.
What is this phone book you speak
of? Our mutual friend, Chip.
Yeah.
Mainly your friend, but you know he sends me emails.
He's our friend.
Chip says it's a pain in the you-know-what to get your unclaimed funds. And he was telling
a little work.
Well, he was telling me about it, but then he said he was talking about claiming funds from his father, who is no longer with us.
Yeah,
and I said somebody I know who's alive and well had a much easier time doing it.
Yes.
So apparently, if you're alive, great. If you're trying to claim unclaimed funds from a deceased relative, a little more hassle. Chip, thank you for that heads up.
But there, when you go to that site, it gives you the option to if someone's deceased. So it's there. It's a very sensitive website.
It's very nice.
It's a sensitive website.
It's very good to know.
Whatever happened to Sensitive Dave? Anyone know where he went?
Dave joins us every once in a while.
Sensitive Dave, we missed you. We need a song.
You can't churn out songs, Andy. I mean, you know, he's not Paul McCartney.
What would be a good Sensitive Dave song? It would have been had to have been a Cavs song during the playoffs. Right?
Could do a stadium song.
Oh, he could do a dome song.
Put together a Claim Your Funds song.
Oh, that would be good.
Claim Your Funds with a stadium. So Chelsea Janes coming up at noon. We came into work today, and you know Dan is usually laser focused.
I was too. I had all these great lyrics of places that are no longer around Northeast Ohio, but you just
I think of
blew me when up.
The words laser focused and Baskin have never been in the same sentence.
No,
laser focused and Menigan have also never been in the same sentence.
Oh, I disagree. I think so. Not today. Because I come into work today.
Yeah.
And Dan, you know, as always, Dan's already here working diligently, right? And he's got a television website up from a TV station, and I recognize it as a Tennessee station.
Mm.
And he's looking at something, and what the heck are you doing?
Did you have to sound like you're from down south when he said
this?
Guys, there's a zebra on the loose in Tennessee. Someone somewhere in Tennessee had a zebra as a pet, which you are allowed to do in Tennessee by law, along with the fact that you can have a giraffe and an ostrich. So for those of you out there who want your own zoo filled with zoo animals that you can call pets,
better move to Tennessee.
Move to Tennessee. I've heard the Smoky Mountains are nice. So apparently the zebra has gone missing. It was running next to the highway. People have video of this zebra running next to the highway. There are Ring cameras that have this zebra just walking around neighborhoods. They're trying to find this zebra who ran away. And now they're using like drones with like ultra whatever technology inside of them in an attempt to find this zebra. And they're having problems. So there's a wild zebra in Tennessee.
Okay, at this point, I have to just make a public disclaimer that I am not related to Carol Baskin in any way, shape, or form. Okay? Just when we get into these crazy animal stories, I am not related to Carol Baskin.
That's an old show that was hot for a while that people haven't paid any attention to.
Yeah, well, guess what? Every once in a while, it pops back up. Although I've heard ice cream jokes more recently than I've heard Carol. But man, during the pandemic, that was all I was saying.
You got that one going up.
Yeah, you really did.
What?
You really did.
I really did what?
You were hearing.
Oh, it's driving me nuts.
That was like, bad.
But yeah. I had nothing to do. By the way.
So how are you supposed to catch a zebra?
In Ohio, you can own a zebra.
You can own a zebra in Ohio?
According to our friends at GeoGold, yes, under current Ohio law, owning a zebra.
Did you find that in the unclaimed funds?
It is right website. Next to unclaimed funds.
Use your unclaimed funds to buy a zebra.
Owning a zebra as a pet is allowed. However, Ohio does have a Dangerous Wild Animal Act that bans ownership, trade, and sale of certain exotic and wild animals. Remember that stuff that was Zanesville?
That
crazy thing a couple years ago? Yeah.
So this was going on before the show, which, you know, certainly explains the first hour and 45 minutes of the show. But Jeff Thomas threw this out. Jeff said, is a zebra a black animal with white stripes or a white animal with black stripes?
I'll take the gorilla.
And I thought, it's a white animal with black stripes. Dan, what did you say?
I don't remember. I feel like I went against you just for the sake of fun argument.
Yep. Well, guess what? If that was the case, you were correct. According to Jeff Thomas, who found it somewhere, a zebra is actually a black animal with white stripes.
Zebras are black with white stripes. Well,
I think it was according to Jeopardy.
Their white stripes are a pattern of fur. That means that if you completely shave the zebra,
it would be black.
It would appear almost entirely black. Zebras are a pretty cool animal.
So once they catch that zebra, you need to shave it? Is that what you just said?
Well, then doesn't it become a horse?
Well, kind of, except horses have fur. Don't they? There's hair on the horse.
Correct.
Yeah. A little bit.
So I'm going to register.
Wild zebra. There you have it.
I'm going to register one more complaint while we're down this road.
Oh, good. Can't get enough of those from you.
And the reason why I can
usually
register.
It involves you and me, Andy.
I know.
And the reason I can register this complaint is because we live in the fine state of Ohio, where they found a raccoon with a crack pipe. And then they took the crack pipe away from the raccoon, and he pulled out a second crack pipe. And this became openly known and found everywhere, including an interview with the owner of the raccoon who had the crack pipe.
Oh.
And that is my foundation of the reason why I'm going to say this. You mean to tell me we can't find the owner of the zoo as a local news in Tennessee and stick a camera in front of that person and have them sound like a complete ding-dong for all of our entertainments?
I know what happened to my zebra.
You mean to tell me we can't find one backwoods human to stick a camera in front of going, man, I'm sitting outside my backyard having cigarettes. Sure enough, there done come a zebra. Like, you mean to tell me we can't find one of them?
It's pretty good.
That wasn't bad.
One?
Can I tell you why?
Sure.
Local news ain't what it used to be.
But this is like catnip. Like, you would think there would be somebody in that newsroom. Yep.
If you can't cover it from your desk and do a Skype interview, it's not really news. If you can't turn your phone around to do your makeup and make sure you look good before you do a hit on some social media site, it's not news. I'm just saying.
Like, it's always game day in Cleveland.
It's always game day in
Cleveland. Like, if that is the case, then Tennessee, give me a call because I will go down and find the hillbillies.
You can produce down there.
I will find the backwater people to ask these questions to make sure that makes the news. Because that's what people want to hear, is just the guy who is just in his backyard smoking a cigarette. And sure enough, I'll be darned. Multicolored horse.
I think the better question is
multicolored horse.
Is a zebra a horse or a donkey? Is it a horse or a donkey?
Apparently, it's related to both.
It is neither a horse nor a donkey.
But it's related to both, isn't it?
While all three belong to the same family.
See?
The equade, E-Q-U-I-D-A-E, equade? Is that what you would say?
Go.
They are distinct species. Zebra are wild species of equine, known for their distinct black and white stripes. Horses and donkeys are also equids. But they are different species with their own unique characteristics. This has been Andy Baskin Reads Google. Thank you.
There's an incredible thought partner.
There's a shtick right there that we can get going. Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post is going to join us in a few minutes. Last night, the Guardians losing in New York to those pesky Yankees, Andy. And
it was a pesky game, wasn't it?
Well, it kind of was.
But it was a pesky
game. Tanner Bibee was terrific.
Yeah, it was.
And, you know, it.
Too many pitches, but he was.
I want to look at it last night and think, well, that was a good baseball game.
It was a good baseball game.
Okay, so
really
why am I just hung up on, all right, two runs? Just two runs.
I mean, can we give the other team's pitchers credit? Are we allowed to do that? Is that okay?
Yes, you're allowed to do that, except for one thing.
I don't know. Fans don't like to give other teams credit for an ability to accomplish a task.
It's not like Rodon.
It's always there.
Five hits, one earned run, one walk.
You're not allowed to give other people. You're not allowed to give other people credit, Andy. It's because your team's broken.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, so the other team doesn't exist.
That
I didn't
is correct.
Realize that. Jeff, can we give them credit? Rodon was pretty hot last night.
In four
too.
Of the last eight games, the Guardians have scored two or fewer runs. Scoring runs isn't about, to me, hey, we scored seven today and two the next day. It's about consistent, and every team has ups and downs. It's just consistently being able to produce some things. I was chatting with a very knowledgeable baseball guy yesterday.
Ding!
And I don't know if that's a ding.
Yeah, it is ding.
No.
What made them knowledgeable,
that
Jeff?
That feels like an existence of a human being. We all have existence.
What, let me ask, do they have any professional experience?
Yeah, the guy has a job.
No, baseball. Do they have any baseball professional experience?
Yes.
For sure. Thank you.
And unsolicited, it was, should have drafted Jack Caglione. And Jack Caglione was a first-round pick in last year's draft.
He was what, 0 for 10 yesterday?
He was the hitter from Florida who was also a pitcher.
Yeah,
and the Royals just have the Royals just have him hitting right now, and he got called up, and he's the second guy out of that group to get called up. Nick Kurtz was called up by the Athletics, and Nick was from where? Wake Forest. Nick was a power hitting first baseman from Wake Forest. Caglione from University of Florida, and they're already up in the majors now. Kurtz is hurt, but these guys are up already, and our team. Went for yet another middle infielder. Hopefully Travis Bazzana heals up. The setback, I would think, Andy, keeps him from having a realistic shot to get to the majors this year. He's out with an oblique.
Doesn't everybody have an oblique? How can you be out with something if everyone has
one? I love it when coaches say, he's got a knee. Whoa, thank goodness. Otherwise, he couldn't be a pro athlete otherwise.
Well, it depends on the competition.
But Bazzana's out with an oblique injury. So if he's able to get up here this year, good for him. I don't expect that to happen. I don't think you expect that to happen. And when he does come up here, okay, you ended up with a second baseman instead of maybe a guy who can really impact the middle of the lineup, or maybe he can. But it's just interesting that two guys already with college experience, and Bazzana has a lot of it. If it weren't for the injury, maybe, except he hadn't been tearing it up, you know, at Double A Akron. He'd been okay. Caglione has been tearing it up in the minors. And so he's up now, two guys out of that draft already in the major leagues. And oddly enough, they both happen to be power hitting first basemen. Chelsea Janes covers baseball for the Washington Post. And she'll join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.